Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. She responds to Elul Nishmas from Moshe Haro Zetzal. We're holding in Sukkah Davov in the art school Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, towards the end of Halacha Aleph, second line from the top of Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Rosh Psal HaYoytzi Min HaSukkah Nidorim KeSukkah. You have a sukkah, it has three walls. You have Schach that's sticking out of the sukkah. It's part of the sukkah. You can use that as well. Psal HaYoytzi Min HaSukkah, it's called in the Bavli. You must have that schach sticking out will be the exact size of the sukkah. So if I have a sukkah, which the length of the sukkah is 10 tochim, and I have the schach sticking out to the other side, it needs to be going out the entire 10 tochim, not only part of it. Rav Yaakov, Rav Yosef, Rav Yochanan, Rav Shimon, Rav Yishayo, v'afilu sheloi keneged hadoifen. Meaning, even though there's no wall going out with the schach, you have the walls, you have schach sticking out, that's psal ha-yoytze min ha-sukkah, which you can use under the psal. Rav Yaakov Baruch, Rav Chiya B'yochel Mishra Yishayo, he says no. Only keneged ha-doifen. Only if you have a wall going with it. So meaning, if I one wall of the sukkah has to continue with the psal that's sticking out of the sukkah. So frek the Gemara, al daite dav yoso, nicho, al daite dav chiya barbo, mai kaltabo. So according to Rav Yosef that says, even though there's no wall with it, here I understand the chiddush of the psal. Even though it's sticking out and there's no walls, you still can use it. But according to Rav Barbo, that's exactly a regular sukkah. What's a regular sukkah? Two full walls and one small wall. So if I have one wall going with the schach, it's a regular sukkah. Answers the Gemara, the kula is chamoso merubo mitziloso. Meaning, even though the area of the psal, there's more sun than shade, it still works. As long as you have sukkah kshero, that has more shade than sun, you have a sukkah share of Zayin al Zayin, which has more shade than sun. Even though now you have schach sticking out, in that area there's more sun than shade, you could still use that area. It's considered to be psal or yetzim sukkah. That's the chiddush of psal. Here's the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, the keshchamasa merubim mitzilasa psula. If there's more sun than shade, it's possible. Says the Gemara, the Gemara's bedayek, ha-mechza la-mechza ksheir. Masha, only because the sun is more than the shade, it's possible. But it would be half and half, it's kosher. So ask the Gemara, we'll see a Mishnah later that says, Sukkah meduvleles, which means it's mixed in its chach pasul, shetzilasa merubim chamasa, as long as the shade is more than the sun, it's ksheiro. Masha, if it's half and half, it's going to be pasul. Hachadom ksheiro, v'achadom psulo, bayos, masha, half and half is ksheiro, and there, masha, half and half is pasul. So Gemara, born the kisser of Yitzchak Nachem b'shem Rav Shayo shani hi be'ilon shedarko lefaseya. There, we're talking that what's mixed in the schach is a tree. The tree can grow more. It can grow a little bit more on sukkahs. So if I have half and half, maybe there will be doing sukkahs will be more psul than kosher. That's why required to have a majority of kosher. But by us, we're not talking about a tree. So therefore, as long as you have half and half, and it's not more sun than shade, it's a sukkah k'sheira. Halacha beis zok de mishnah. Sukkah hayeshona. You have an old sukkah. But Shara Poesim, Shara says you can't use it in sukkahs. Or Beisil Machshirim, they say you could use it. Hezo hayeshona, what's an old sukkah? Kol sha'asah koidim l'chag shloshim yom, if it was built more than 30 days before sukkahs. Avim asah l'shem achag, but when he built it for sukkahs, afilu metchilas hashana k'sher, even if it was beginning of the year, meaning beginning of the previous year works, as long as it was done for sukkahs, even according to Beit Shammai. Even according to Besilel, that say the old sukkah is okay, you have to do something new for the sukkah to show it's meant for sukkah. How much? What's the size? Chavar ya'amri tefach. Has to be a tefach by tefach. That's what you have to be mechadish. Even a little bit. Doesn't have to be tefach. Even if it's a little bit, it has to be the entire sukkah. Like taking one pole and having one pole going from one edge of the sukkah to the other, putting something new over here, or picking up something which exists and putting it down, and then that's okay according to Besila. Says the Gemara, the Chura, the same thing, after matzah can. The same way they argue about sukkah. The Chura, they argue about matzah as well. Matzah yeshon, you have an old matzah. Tafluk to the Bichar Besila. So according to Bichama, you can't have an old sukkah, you can't have old matzah. According to Besila, you could have an old sukkah, you could have an old matzah. So the no. Everybody agrees in this case. Because he didn't do the matzah for Pesach, with his mindset for Pesach, so it's clearly he didn't wasn't so careful, and you have to be choishesh that maybe it's chametz. So it's matzah that didn't have in mind for Pesach, you cannot use, even according to Besil, if it's an old matzah. Continues the Gemara and with base Sukkah Saroyim, the Sukkah that the shepherds use, or Sukkah Sayoitrim, the craftsmen use, Ksheiro, it's kosher because they use it to cover themselves from the sun, from the wind. It's a real Sukkah. Sukkah Sakusim, a Sukkah is made by Kusim, which means either the Kusim themselves or Goyim, and for this case, we're referring to both of them the same. So Asui Kilchosak Sheiro, Shiloh Kilchosak Psulo. If it's meant for shade, it's kosher. If it's not meant for shade, it's pasul. As Rabbi Chaya points out, the sukkah saroyim and yoytzim is clearly made for shade. Ha'is a sukkah la'atz, so someone who builds a sukkah, ma'u ho'ymer, what should he say? The Yerushalmi tells us, you have a special bracha. Baruch Hashem k'dishonu, b'mitzvayisov etzivonu, la'asoy sukkah. If a bracha, then he build a sukkah. Le'acher, if he did it sukkah for somebody else, you have to say, la'asoy sukkah lishmoy. Because to be clear, he's doing it for sukkah, not just because his friend told him to build a sukkah. Reb Chai brings the name of the Ma'asha that this is only according to Beit Shammah, you have to do Sukkah Lishmo. Nichnas Leishibo, when he goes in to sit in Eitan Sukkis, Oyer Baruch Hashem Kedishar Mitzvayis of Itzivonu Leishiv HaSukkah, that's the Baruch of Leishiv. Keshu Avarach Aleh Baleyon Tavishoyin, Ein Atzoch Levarach Aleh Oid Me'ato. This Gemara holds, once he did a Baruch on the first night of Sukkis, he doesn't do the Baruch again the entire Sukkis. Says the Gemara, Chanim Barbo Sherav said Vizman. Also, when he builds a Sukkah, he has to say Sheikh Yonu. So says the Gemara, Mekevin Shechashecho Ma'ushi Atzich Lehaskir Zman. Once comes the night of Sukkot, she says Shechionu again. You already said Shechionu, you already built the Sukkah. She says Shechionu again. Ravishayah Ma Atzich Lehaskir Zman. You have to do Zman because of the Yom Tov. Ravilah Ma Atzich Lehaskir Zman. So Ravilah says you have to do Zman. Ravidah Ma Atzich Lehaskir Zman. You have to do Shechionu. Chira Ba'adu Ovid Lo Shmuel. Meaning he said in the name of others. What did he say? He said the following. Rav Zeiro, Rav Yitzchuk Bar Nachman, Mishra Ravishayah. Rav Yudo Barpazi Bishem Rav Chama Voido Rishayo. Mekevan Shechashecho Tzich Laskir Zman. Once it's dark, after the Zman, after the Shechion again for the Yom Tov. Halacha Gimel Zog the Mishnah. Hoise Sukkos Yotachas Ahilon. Someone builds a sukkah under a tree. Kilo Asob Techabai. It's as if you build it in the house. It's not kosher. Sukkah Gabei Sukkah. You have a sukkah on top of another sukkah. Hal Yoinik Sheira Tachtonim Psul. The top one is good because it's considered to be a sukkah. The bottom one is pasul because it's a sukkah Tachat a sukkah. If there's no diurim, the top one, the tachton is kosher. We'll see in the Gemara what's the definition of no diurim. So the Gemara, shnei schachim ze al gabei ze. You have two schach one on top of each other. The top one, there's more sun than shade. As Reb Chaim kol sheken if there's more shade than sun. I'm saying even though it doesn't have schach kosher. Hatachton en chamoso miru mitzilosi. Meaning it's kosher without the top because it doesn't have more sun than shade. And 50-50 is also okay. When you put them both together, you have more shade than sun. How much distance between the schachim is considered to be one sukkah? Because if there's too much of a space between the top sukkah and the bottom sukkah, it's considered to be its own sukkah, and mevata, the bottom sukkah. So say what train amoroyin, there's two amoroyim. One says 10 tfachim. Because that's the Hechshav of Sukkah. So as long as it's less than 10, it joins. The other one says 4 Tvachim. The one who says 10, ask the one who says 4. Mishum Oyel, what's the reason you're saying 4? Because you're saying by 4 Tvachim, it's a Makam Chashuv to be its oil, to be its own space. Continues the warrant of Zayin Amud Aleph. Matzanu oil shu tefach. If you were just looking for oil, we found the oil which is only one tefach. The gabi tumas mace. Say the oil of a mace, as long as you have a tefach space, it's considered to be oil, a tent. So why are you saying 4 tefach? It should be 1 tefach. So Mishnah Miladidi says this man Domar, I need to have a hechsher sukkah. Sukkah less than 10 is not kosher. If it's less than 10, it doesn't place the sukkah below. But according to you, you're just looking for the space of a tent. So why are you saying 4 tefach? 1 tefach is also, we found that 1 tefach called a tent, called the oil. If there's no diurim living in the top sukkah, so the tachton is okay. Says the Gemara, mind diurim mamish or for the really diurim? Meaning, if the top one nobody is using, is that okay not to be pasul? Or it needs to be, can it be royally diurim? Can it be even appropriate for diurim, even though actually now nobody's using it? But as long as someone could use it, it's placed in the sukkah. Says the Gemara, mind the tano chad sabi kamer of zero. There's a sabi that's set in front of zero. And he said the words, afilo atachtoyin nekshero. He quoted Rabbi Yudon, and he said, you should know, even the bottom one is kosher. Leiz bar nash omar afilo el du moida al kadmayoso. What's afilo? Afilo is not only that, but even this. So he's saying, even the bottom one is kosher. Masha, not only the bottom one is kosher, but also what? Also the top one is kosher. Hadohom adirin mamish. So this tells me the top one is kosher sukkah. What Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, if nobody is using the top one, the bottom one is kosher. As long as you don't have the urim mamish on the top one, the bottom one is kosher. Because not only the top one is a kosher like sukkah, but even the bottom one is a kosher like sukkah, as long as nobody's using the top one. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi sukkah davov.